AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama honors Pope Francis at a White House welcoming ceremony this morning, calling him an inspiration to people around the world.
In your humility, your embrace of simplicity, in the gentleness of your words, in the generosity of your spirit, we see a living example of Jesus' teachings, a leader whose moral authority comes not just through words, but also through deeds.
Later, the Pope, in his speech to American bishops, delivered a message to politicians in Washington that his efforts to mend the church and find a solution to global warming go far beyond partisan politics. AP Religion editor Steve Coleman.
The Pope, with his Spanish remarks translated, said the church must be concerned about the weak and vulnerable.
The innocent victims of abortion, the children who die of hunger or from bombings, the immigrants who drown in search for a better tomorrow.
But should also be concerned about
the environment devastated by man's predatory relationship with nature.
Francis also hoped the crimes of clergy abuse will never be repeated. Steve Coleman, Washington.
Francis will soon be at the Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in Washington. There he will celebrate the canonization mass for Friar Junipero Serra, Franciscan priest who built missions in California in the 1700s. Several thousand of the 25,000 tickets to the event have been set aside for Spanish-speaking people, many of them coming from California. On Wall Street, with about an hour left in trading, the Dow is down 55. The Nasdaq has dropped 10 points on the day, and the S&P 500 is off close to 5. This is AP Radio News. The Pentagon denies allegations a U.S.-trained Syrian rebel officer has deserted. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani.
Rebels who just finished a U.S. training program say one of their officers has gone missing, and they're investigating reports that he defected and handed over weapons to Al-Qaeda's branch in Syria.
That's patently false.
Here at the Pentagon, Navy Captain Jeff Davis says the U.S. is in touch with the latest trainees, and none have defected.
All coalition-issued weapons and equipment are under the positive control of new Syrian force fighters.
A defection would be another embarrassment for a training program some lawmakers have already called a failure. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The Baseball Hall of Famer, known for his fractured quotes as well as his incredible career, has died. Yankee great Yogi Berra was 90. Among the Yogiisms in Bartlett's familiar quotations, it ain't over till it's over. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.